Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, now we're switching the conversation, the tech conversation, to cell phones. Scientists are of mixed opinion as to whether or not the radiation they emit is harmful. And while the scientists argue it out, the nonprofit Environmental Working Group has released an analysis that shows how 1,000 models of cell phones currently on the market rank in terms of the amount of radiation they give off. Very important news. Joining us now to discuss these rankings are Richard Wiles, Senior Vice President of Policy and Communication for the Environmental Working Group, and we're also speaking with Lewis Slesson, editor of MicrowaveNews.com, an online publication that covers the health effects of electromagnetic radiation. So, gentlemen, welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having me here.
Richard, why don't we start with you? Give us the nitty-gritty of the analysis. This is what we all want to know. Which cell phones create the most radiation?
Well, the ones that create the most tend to be the bigger devices, the BlackBerries and the iPhones and those kind of things. I don't have the list memorized, but that's the general rule. Samsung has a lot of phones at the low end. Those tend to be the smaller phones. But the other thing that people should know is that one simple way that you can protect yourself from the radiation is to use a headset or an earpiece, which will remove the phone from basically direct contact with your head.
The earphone possibility is something that we all learned about a number of years ago. Has the quality improved at all? It's been pretty horrible.
You mean, do they work better?
Yeah, right.
That detail.
By the way, that noise we're hearing, is this on your earphone or is this on your regular phone?
This is a regular phone. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
My earpiece works fine. I know people have some trouble with them, but, I think they're getting better all the time.
Okay, fine. Richard, before we move on to the health effects here, there was so much traffic on your website yesterday, it noticeably slowed down. Why do you think people are so eager for this information?
Well, there's 4 billion cell phone users in the world. People want to keep using their cell phones, and we recommend that. But this is I think people have a sense that this is a real concern. I think it's intuitive, and the science is beginning to back them up more and more as we have studies that cover a longer period of use.
Okay, Richard Wiles, Senior Vice President of Policy and Communication for the Environmental Working Group. Thanks for that information. I want to turn now to Lewis Slesson, editor of Microwave News, online publication covering radiation. How bad is this radiation for us?
The real answer is we don't know. And my view is we should find out as soon as we can. As the gentleman said, the 3 to 4 billion people using them, and we don't know. Even a small risk would be a major problem.
Do we have any indication that an earpiece actually makes a difference rather than holding the phone up to your ear?
Absolutely. It makes anything that takes the phone away from your head, so the radiation plume, if you will, does not go into your head, does not touch your brain, your eyes, and various other parts of your head. That's a good thing. So moving it away. But one thing, when you use your hands-free set, don't put the phone in your pocket. Try and keep it away from your body. If you keep it in your pocket, it's still near your body, and you're getting radiated there. Anytime you're using the phone, it's radiating.
I'm sitting here moving my BlackBerry to the other side of the desk. So it's not just the delicate part of my body, like my head, in my ears, but any part of my body is a problem.
Well, there's a lot of research coming out suggesting that men's fertility could be affected by this radiation, or at least by the phones in some way, and that suggests that if you have the phone in your pocket, there may be a problem. We don't know, but there are a lot of questions that need to be worked out.
Okay, Lewis Slesson, the editor of Microwave News, an online publication covering radiation. This is a little scary, and I think we all need to be. The takeaway is read the report, get an earpiece, right, Lewis, and
Absolutely.
Move on from there. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.